And Hartley, you can call in anytime then, Hartley. We're ready for you. Anytime you call, we'll answer. Chad's going to answer the phone.
Hartley, go.
There you go. This should be fun. Hartley is another example of how social media works in the entertainment world. Hello and welcome to the Jimmy Star Show.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Hartley.
Hey, Hartley, yay. We're happy to have you. Before we get started, even though you know all of us, let's do our introductions anyway. And we've got our cool man about town, obnoxious, obnoxious? Yeah, cool, obnoxious man about town, Ron Russell.
I refuse
Ron,
to
speak.
No, I'm not speaking anymore. He called me obnoxious.
Oh, it's outrageous, just, not obnoxious.
Yeah, it's outrageous, not
up.
Obnoxious.
No, take two.
You jealous piece of work. Don't you hate performers that are not generous?
Listen to you. Oh, hold on. We're not finished. We're going back to then. We got the man behind the boards, Chad Murphy.
Morley. What's up, brother?
No, that's Hartley, not Morley.
Oh, Hartley. What's going on? Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Very good.
And that's I'm Jimmy
great.
Star. We want to welcome you to the Jimmy Star Show. Give a shout out to everybody in the chat room.
Hey, chat room. Hi, Ginger. Hey, Morley.
There you go. Well, there's more than two people, but so just say hey to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Now you be a good interviewer because I'm tired.
I'll do my best.
We had Paul Savino on, and I got so excited I blew my fuse. But I mean, he's well, Paul Savino is a great actor. Now let's talk about you, my friend. Tell us everything you want us to tell the world.
Hold on, I want to like make a shout out first of all, because like I said before we had him come on, like this is kind of like the power of social media and networking. I met Hartley through Morley, and I met Morley through working with Morley on A Mile in His Soul, and Hartley is a singer and a composer who's going to have a song on the A Mile in His Soul soundtrack, and it just shows how, like, all the social media and stuff, like, you can meet people, get involved with really cool people that are very talented, and everybody network together and have a great time and make money and make cool projects. So everybody should be on Twitter and Facebook, like, networking like we did, and we want to thank
Morley.
Are
we going to hear the song?
In a little bit.
Oh, good. It'll be my first time. I haven't heard it yet.
That's true. So going from there, Hartley, tell us where you're actually calling us from.
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
I love
it. It's pretty hot here. Just
is
like
it really
Florida.
Hot?
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Like Florida.
Oh, it's like hot here, too. And
we're in Pennsylvania. We're not in Florida, thank God.
Yeah, it's really hot in Florida. So
Chad's in Florida.
Chad's in Florida. We're here. And it's pretty hot here now, too, though, in Pennsylvania. So now we've got three different places from the world calling in at the same time.
Too.
And so tell us, like, because you're friends with Morley, right? You knew Morley before this, the A Mile in the Soul project came about?
Yes, I've known Morley for years. I rented a friend and paid good money for him. And he's been a great friend. He's lived up to the price.
How many years do you know Morley?
I know Morley for about 25, 30 years.
Oh, so he's no youngster. trying to clock Morley's age. You know, he has that wonderful body shot on Facebook where he's standing sideways, and you can see the expression on his face is, oh my God, take the picture, I can't hold my stomach in anymore. And I can't ever clock Morley's age, and since he's going to be my boss soon when we shoot A Mile in His Soul, I'd like to know if I'm dealing with a young rascal or an elderly gentleman.
No, he's very young at heart. So
yeah, I love Morley. You kid, he's one of my favorite people.
So you're a singer and a composer. We should tell everybody too. You can go to www.hartley HartleyMandel.com to get more information
correct
on Hartley. Let's first talk about. So you have a song. It's called "The Other Side of Reality." It's going to be on the soundtrack for A Mile in His Soul.
That's right.
It's amileinthesoul.com. Tell us a little bit about the song. Did you already write the song, or was the song written specifically for the movie?
No, the song was already written. It was initially written about my sister, my late sister, and she was addicted to prescription drugs. And basically, when she was on these drugs, she was not herself. She couldn't recognize her. Hence the title, Other Side of Reality. So Morley knew that I had the song. He thought it would be perfect for the movie. And had me slow it down. It's another good story. Went into the studio, slowed it down, and it was perfect for the movie. Basically, it was too fast for the movie. What am I trying to say here? Too fast.
Well, it was too fast for the film.
For the subject matter of the movie, it had to be slower. Didn't want to write a snappy little song about depression. In other words,
right. Okay, so the name of the song is The Other Side of Reality, because what I want to do is, since a lot of people may not be familiar with you and your music, I thought it'd be fun to play one. Since we have two songs that we can play, I thought I would play it, let everybody listen to it, then we can come back and talk about the song and talk a little bit more about your singing and songwriting and go from there. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
So Chad, how about if you're going to play The Other Side of Reality for us, we'll let Hartley introduce it, and then you play it, but let me know if you're ready.
Do it.
All right, go ahead, Hartley. You introduce the song.
Okay, and here it is, The Other Side of Reality, written for my sister, and now in coming up in the A Mile in the Soul. Go for it.
Sitting in your world, somewhere near and far, somewhere on the way from here to hell. Living in your world, living a masquerade. The only one you're fooling is yourself. On the other side of reality, where you think you're gone, but it's plain to see, you're still here, and it's clear to me you're afraid. You're afraid. Looking at your face, knowing it's not you, not exactly someone else I know. Stranger in your eyes is a bottle from within. I'd love for you to stay, but you must go to the other side of reality, where you think you're gone, but it's plain to see, you're still here, and it's clear to me you're afraid. You're afraid of life and living. You're afraid to die. I'm afraid you're living in a dream. You are afraid of trying, and I'm frightened of your lying. Don't pretend your fear is so unseen. On the other side of reality, where you think you're gone, but it's plain to see, you're still here, and it's clear to me you're afraid. You're afraid. On the other side of reality, where you think you're gone, but it's plain. You're still here, and it's clear to me you're afraid. You're afraid.
Soundtrack, and go ahead, Chad. Go ahead. You were going to say
well,
something.
It's left me in a very, very melancholy mood. The song is absolutely clear as a bell. It tells a story. The guitar is fabulous. The voice is good. I call this a fabulous song, and I'm happy that it's in our movie. It's really a good song. And now that I know the story behind it, I can hear your pain and I can hear what you were saying. And it's really a very sad song, but good for the film. Good for the film. Thank you so very much for giving us this song.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
No, I think it's good, like, awesome.
It's a good song. It's really cool.
You wrote it and you're singing it, right?
That's true. Yep.
I was on your, because I went on your, everybody in the chat room too, by the way, loves it. Everybody, I mean, so does Morley, which we knew already, but everybody else loves it too. So it's way to go. It's congratulations. I was on your website earlier, HartleyMandel.com, and I found it interesting. First of all, you need to add more content because, like, you're like a superstar. You got so much cool stuff going on. We need to, like, make it bigger, bigger.
Right. You have
everything
to do
has
that.
To look bigger, you but. Have to. I do love the piano, like, keys that you have going there. But one thing I found very interesting is how you wrote as part of your songwriting, the way you go about writing songs, you know, that all the songs are you, and that some songs, you know, some songs you write really quick, some songs take a long time, you know, some song, it's the development of the songs, no two songs are the same in how you go about writing them.
Yeah, but this song
the
was
fact
written
that they're
with
all
pain.
You.
This was written with a lot of pain.
Absolutely.
Tremendous pain. You can hear the lyrics.
Oh, absolutely.
The lyrics are begging a drug addict. It's terrible.
But I'm, like, talking, like, in general about songwriting.
I'm still emotionally moved by the song. So
okay.
I'm there. I'm not going to move on with it.
Okay, so go a little bit from what I just said, Hartley. Like, talk about a little bit about the songwriting process and how it all works for you and stuff like that. So to give other people, since a lot of people who are, like, in the industry and who want to be in the industry are listening to the show, you know, sure. Like, it'll give kind of, like, your take on how it all comes about for you.
Well, sometimes, for me, when I start with the lyrics is usually the strong part of the song. When I start with the music is usually the strong part of the song. This one was that I got inspired, and both parts were strong. So the song, as I said, was initially about my late sister, and it was slow. There actually is another version of the song that is fast, which is the original version. So songwriting comes from inside of you. Sometimes it takes a very long time, but the quicker ones, for me, the quicker ones seem to work out better. Because you're more focused. It's usually your gut instinct. They come flying out of you, and they're usually the better ones. So, and actually, I got some advice secondhand from Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys. He once quoted, to any songwriter out there, if you're going to write a song, don't crap out. Like, when you start something, finish it.
There you go. Which that goes for anything, I think. It doesn't matter if it's writing
absolutely.
A song. It doesn't matter what it is. I think that's, and if you don't do it, you never know if you can do it or not in the first place.
Exactly right. So you have to, I mean, years ago, I didn't know if I could write a song. You have to try. The first song I wrote, I can't even remember, but it was very simple song. But the second song that I wrote, that I recorded, was based on an argument that I had with my father, and I also had an argument with my girlfriend at the same time. So what came out of me was, I was sitting with a friend, actually, and they said, why don't you write a song about it? So I was sitting at a restaurant, pulled out a pen and paper, and it just started coming out. Nothing's good enough for you. Everything you do is wrong.
That's us.
Everything I do is wrong. Sometimes those are the best ones.
Okay. So we actually have another song that you actually wrote called I Can't Take It Anymore. Is that the song?
Yeah, that is the song I'm speaking of. That's actually the first song I recorded. Second song I ever wrote years ago.
Oh, so we're like, this is kind of like being brought out from the vaults.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. And it's quite different from the one you just heard. But go for it, sure.
Let's try it and see. So, Chad, we're gonna let you play that one. It's called "I Can't Take It Anymore." Chad,
Roger that.
Okay, so Chad, you play. Hey, everybody, this is Hartley Mandel. This is another song of his. It's called I Can't Take It Anymore. To find out more about Hartley Mandel, go to HartleyMandel.com. Take it away, Chad.
Roger.
Good enough for you. What you see is always wrong. It doesn't matter what I do. It cannot stay like this for long. You're
You're always making my head spin. Soon I'm walking out the door. Can't you see the state I'm in?
I Can't Take It Anymore by Hartley Mandel. We want to give a congratulate. Hartley, I think I love all the different styles of music. First of all, I want to say that.
That was very Nashville, 1958. Loved it.
Nashville. And I want to give a shout out to Dave Abbott in the chat room. Dave Abbott, superstar celebrity. We're so happy he's in our chat room. What's up, Dave Abbott? Look, he's writing he's not as famous as Morley, but... Everybody knows Dave Abbott. We've had him on the show. He does like everything in the entertainment industry, and he's Chad Lindbergh's roommate. So, or I don't know if they still live together. Who knows? But he's Chad Lindbergh's. He's friends with Cat of Nine Tails, Chad Lindbergh, Josh Cowdery, all the cool people in Hollywood. And he is one of the cool people in Hollywood. So we want to give a shout out and introduce him to, I guess he already knows Morley. So Dave, this is now Hartley Mandel on the show. There you go.
How you doing?
You got to do those like plugs, you know, because... We like it when those Hollywood superstar people are, like, listening to us. Look at Ron. Ron's just sitting here going, I don't know who any of these people are, and you're talking so fast. So, Hartley, tell us, what do you do now? Like as far as your music, do you have an album that you've put out? Or, like, are you mostly put the songs in musicals and soundtracks? Or what is it that you're doing with all of it?
I'm working on an album right now. It'll be out as soon as possible. It's called Songs from the Heart, H-A-R-T.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about it. It's my first album, and I want it out tomorrow, but it's being produced as we speak.
There you go. Congratulations. We like that.
Thank you very much.
We also think, like, I think you need to, like, toot your horn more. So, like, we got to get you on Twitter a little bit more. So, you guys, let's help Hartley's Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter. It's at Hartley Mandel, H-A-R-T-L-E-Y Mandel. Go to his website, HartleyMandel.com. Do you have, like, a Facebook-like fan page set up yet?
I'm working on it.
Okay, so you're going to let us know when that's up so we can let everybody know and they can go like your page. I know that Ginger Irish likes to promote your music and your songs a lot, so everybody can go to the LCCF Promotions page on Facebook. And
I'm in school right now, how to promote myself 101. So
okay,
I get better at it.
They have a school doing that?
No,
I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
Well, Ron's gullible sometimes.
I'm not gullible. Today they sell everything. I mean,
the word gullible is not in the dictionary, eh?
No, there's also a course you could take now, not fearing death. So the day you die, they tell you how to die. I read about it. I'm serious. They tell
My
you that.
My ex-girlfriend tells me that all the time.
No, they say this is a course you go through. I don't know how many weeks it is or days, where they teach you not to fight death, to go with it when it's coming. Of course, if it's natural, if you're in a bomb, you won't know that you're dying. You'll just get blown up. But if you're dying naturally in a hospital or hospice, to go with it. And to relax and to embrace it and to love it. I mean, what a friggin' nut wrote that?
Actually, too, though, you're right. That's nutty.
Embrace dying?
We have a new Facebook page.
I'm going to fight like a son of a...
We have a new Facebook page that we want to promote, and everybody from the Jimmy Star Show is probably already there anyway. But it's called How About Some Pizza, and it's facebook.com/howaboutsomepizza, and it's dedicated to Dave Abbott, who's in the chat room right now, and Chad Lindbergh. And so,
I would love a slice of pizza right now. Don't get me started. Who started this crap about pizza? Now I'm hungry.
You know what I don't understand, Hartley? Like, do you guys understand the thing about bacon? Every time I'm looking at things on bacon, everybody's always like making all these jokes and references to bacon.
What's
and I always want to like them like I understand it. Chad, do you know what that is? Like, I always want to like it like I understand it, but then if somebody asks me, because they're always saying about comments about bacon, and there's got to have some kind of sexual reference or innuendo.
I know
what
bacon
is.
More nitrate, yeah.
What is it?
More nitrate?
Just a tasty food for me that I'm not supposed to eat because I'm Jewish, but I do.
What is it?
He said it's a tasty food for him because he's not supposed to eat it because he's Jewish.
Come on. All my Jewish friends, they eat ham, they eat everything. And I say to them, but you're not supposed to eat that. They say, I'm Jewish, but just traditionally. I just do the traditions. I don't do the religion.
That's me too.
We wanted to thank you for coming on the show and tell everybody to follow all your stuff.
Thank you very much for having me. It was great.
And technical difficulties or not, everybody got to hear two of your fabulous songs. Everybody should check out amileinhissoul.com. And we want to give a shout out and a thank you to Morley, because without Morley, we would have never met you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Morley.
That's true.
So we want to thank you for coming on the Jimmy Star Show. When we start doing promotions for A Mile in His Soul, we'll have you come back as part of the whole team of everybody involved with the project. And we want to thank you for coming on and have a great weekend.
Thanks very much. You too. Nice talking to you guys.
All right. Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Talk to you again. Bye.